Welcome to the Shaman Energy card reading for April the 15th, 2024. Let's ask our Shaman guys to join us and encourage the reading to be pure and insightful and protect the reading while we're conducting it. And I'm going to take a card from there, and it's going to be Whale Song resonating. Whales are extremely powerful creatures, some of the largest in the oceans. And they have a very unique, very gentle song that they sing into the oceans. And that whale song often is referred to as resonating off people, especially divers and even submersibles that encounter them. What is important here is that as we've been talking in the last 2 weeks for the energies that have shown up, is that there is change happening in your life, and there may be a song that is singing out to you, a type of work, a type of love, the love of a particular person, love of animals, pets, that is singing out to you, and it may not be very clear, and it may not be very loud, and it may not be something that stands out like a stop sign at the corner of an intersection. But nevertheless, it resonates with you, and it is a guiding song. It will guide you to different phases in your life. It'll guide you to different people and things in your life. And most important, it's going to be resonating with your heart space. What it is that really matters to you, what means the most to you. And now is the time, as we move into spring, April, spring in the Northern Hemisphere, where animals are rushing around starting families. There are plants blossoming, trees budding. Listen to what's resonating within you, and what the message is, and how it fits in with you personally, and the insight that you have into your own spirit and soul. And it may need you to actually sit down and meditate, or at least find a quiet space and be quiet and listen to yourself, to your inner thoughts and your inner intuition, and especially your shaman guides, because we all have guides in this world. Some of us are more sensitive to them than others, and some of them only listen to the messages that they manage to make relevant or appear to us through our intuition. Now is the time to pay attention to that. Pay attention to your intuition. And if you have an actual relationship with your guides, open it up and let the words and the feelings speak to you. Let's take another card from here. Will-o'-the-Wisp. Treasures hidden in the shadows. Yes, this reinforces the whale song. Will-o'-the-Wisp, treasures hidden in the shadows. These are the thoughts and feelings. These are the ideas. These are the intentions that you have to move on and change. But the treasures that are available to you may not be readily apparent to you. You may have to carry out certain tasks several times and see how things have changed and how much those are treasures. When I produce these videos and the podcasts, going forward, as I explained on April the 1st, because some of the descriptions were too long and needed to be edited down, or had been edited down by, I think, one of the podcast channels, the actual process of creating the videos is changing. And the change, I had not seen it, I had not been aware of it, but the first time that I did it for one of my other YouTube channels, it made so much sense, and it was so apparent that the change had to happen, and I could not understand why I had not made those changes before. And this is the same message to you, that there are treasures hidden in your life, in your intuition, in your feelings, and you need to be aware of them, and you need to listen to them, just as the whale song is resonating with you in a different way. It's resonating with you to bring about the changes that you need to make, but the will of the wisp is the change that is beneficial for you, that the whale song is speaking to. So these two cards fit together very well. Very well.